have been turning to virtual care during the pandemic. The Heart and Stroke Foundation has just released the results of a new survey about the virtual care experiences of people living with stroke, heart conditions, and vascular cognitive impairment. Dr. Michelle Plowman is Canada Research Chair of Rehabilitation, Neuroplasticity, and Brain Recovery, and an Associate Professor of Biomedical Sciences with the Faculty of Medicine at MUN. Dr. Plowman joins the VOCM Morning Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what was studied and why was it important to conduct this research?
Well, the Heart and Stroke Foundation represents people with stroke and heart disease, vascular cognitive impairment, and they've been conducting polls over the last couple of years during the pandemic to really understand what healthcare looks like for these individuals. And they found, at first, it seems like patients were a little bit tentative about using virtual healthcare. But what we're seeing in from year one to year two is an increase in the comfort and the confidence of people using virtual healthcare. And they, what patients say is they really want that to continue after the pandemic. So the Heart and Stroke Foundation is interested in putting and helping put in place the structure needed for that to continue so that patients can benefit from that.
Right. So what are the biggest benefits of virtual care to patients?
Well, what we heard is that you can imagine that a person, for example, with stroke has problems with mobility, problems with transportation, feeling fatigued. So making trips to doctor's offices for routine follow-up and checkups is probably, it's better for them to probably use their energy and stay at home. And so for them, virtual care is much better. And we also heard that people who live in rural and remote communities, individuals who have, like I said, transportation issues, homeless people, virtual care seems to be an excellent option when in-person visits not really required for that particular health condition.
And what about the benefits of virtual care to the healthcare system as a whole?
So there have been a few studies looking at, for example, in stroke, and in terms of stroke care in the United States, it was shown that in one stroke center, they saved about $400,000 U.S. per year by providing their follow-up treatments virtually.
And Dr. Plowman, what can we learn from the pandemic and how quickly some patients and healthcare providers adapted to virtual care?
It was surprising. Well, what we saw in the beginning of the pandemic is that many people actually didn't go to emergency rooms and hospitals when they actually needed it. And that was a big concern we saw early on. But what we also found is that there was a real uptick in the use of virtual care. And patients are, I think healthcare providers might think that privacy is an issue and that people are concerned about their privacy using virtual healthcare, but actually 9 out of 10 people who completed the survey, so it was about 3,000 people polled by the Heart and Stroke Foundation, were quite comfortable and didn't feel that privacy was an issue. About 50% felt they were competent or very competent in using technology, but there were certainly gaps. For example, if for the Newfoundland respondents, you know, 91% felt that there needed to be more funding and support for broadband internet access in rural and remote communities. So even though we would like to increase virtual care, there's still gaps. And what the Heart and Stroke Foundation really wants to do is help provincial governments meet the need for virtual care. I mean, in the end, it saves money and people get the care that they need.
And as you mentioned, the appetite is there for virtual care opportunities, even post-pandemic. Do you think that it will continue into the future?
Oh, I think it has to. But we need to invest in training up healthcare professionals. We need to invest in training of patients so that they feel comfortable with the technology used in virtual care. And the Heart and Stroke Foundation has excellent resources. They're known for their resources online. So they have toolkits, they have decision trees to help people make decisions about whether they should seek virtual care or not. So we're moving into the future, and what we think is that virtual care is of benefit to healthcare providers, to patients, and to the healthcare system.
Dr. Michelle Plowman, Canada Research Chair of Rehabilitation, Neuroplasticity, and Brain Recovery, and an Associate Professor of Biomedical Sciences with the Faculty of Medicine at MUN. Thank you for this.
You're welcome.